It's a pleasure to speak to an Olympic gold medalist. A very good morning to Ed Clancy, MBE. Ed, how are you this morning?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Good morning.
You're a two-time Olympic gold medalist. You've won world titles. You've competed, obviously, at the Olympic Games. And you've now had a house named after you at Chobham Academy in London. How does that make you feel this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. I think it's been named after me for a while now. And I'm pretty sure, you know, there's a few other athletes that have had houses named after them. And I think I'm one of the last to come visit. So, yeah, I was long overdue a visit. But it's nice. They're a good crop of kids. And yeah, I'm very grateful they put my name towards the house.
I guess this is one of the things when you start out in your career, you never expect to have houses named after you and post boxes painted gold, but it must be a nice to have your achievements recognised in ways other than just gold medals and world records.
Yeah, it is nice, yeah. And it's, like you say, it's just something you don't think about when you're tearing around there on your bike. But, yeah, as soon as you get out of that little bubble and you see... you know, you sort of recognise that people have been watching you and taking notice and have been inspired by your, been inspired by your sport and your actions. It makes you feel pretty good. So it seems like a long time ago now. It is a long time ago. But, yeah, it's nice to see that the legacy lives on. And it's good to see all the sports facilities down here as well. There's plenty of active kids and, yeah, it's looking good.
How have things changed then down at the Olympic Village, the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, as it's now known, since you were there competing at London 2012? As you say, it's great to see facilities open to the general public as well as elite athletes like yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I'm back down here again in a few weeks, in fact, for the Good Friday meeting on the 3rd of April. So the velodrome's in a lot of use. I was racing here just last weekend as well, so... yeah, I mean, the velodrome's going strong, and as far as I can see, all the other facilities are still looking good. And, I've got a pretty bad sense of direction, and I've still got lost going around this place, but it's pretty familiar.
You mentioned you're back down there on Good Friday, an open track cycling event at the Lee Valley Velo Park. What will you be getting up to there, and what can we expect to see from the likes of yourselves and your fellow cyclists?
Yeah, it's just a good international track race that's been going on for years, and I remember as a kid watching it and looking at the stars, and you know, for a long time it's been an outdoor track called Herne Hill, a big outdoor concrete track, but you know, these days it's in Lee Valley Park now, which is excellent. You know, it's no problem if the weather turns nasty, and yeah, it'll be a good bunch of international riders, so we're looking forward to that. Hit the boards again. Yeah.
I know you're very busy. What's the main aim for this year before we let you go?
Yeah, just the main thing's been and gone already. We got back from the World Champs in Paris. It was 3 weekends ago now. And we picked up a silver medal in the team pursuit, which for us, you know, is a good result. We're making good progress looking towards Rio. I think, you know, more and more now, it's we're not so much interested in the World Champs and the Commonwealth Games and World Cups and Europeans. It's all about Rio now. So that's where my focus lies.
That's a tough end. Well, the very best of luck for the road up to Rio. I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon. And thanks for joining us live on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks for having me. Good on you. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Ed Clancy there live down at the Chobham Academy in London. And he's competing on the Good Friday meeting at Lee Valley Velo Park.